Hello, everyone, and welcome to day six. Is that right?
That's right. Day six.
I lost track. Day six of our novena. So once again, thank you for joining us. Thank you for all your comments that you're putting in the group. And thank you for giving your time today. We hope you're blessed.
Mm-hmm.
So today we are praying for who?
Today we pray for, it says, bring to me the meek and humble souls and the souls of little children and immerse them in my mercy. These souls most closely resemble my heart. They strengthened me during my bitter agony. I saw them as earthly angels who will keep vigil at my altars. I pour out upon them whole torrents of grace. I favor humble souls with my confidence.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So who are the meek and humble?
You tell me.
Well, I feel like sometimes, you know, you meet certain people that you can just tell that they have a beautiful humility or meekness about them, and that when you're around them, you feel like you've kind of been close to God. And, or even like when you meet a child or somebody who has Down syndrome, for example, or something like that, I just feel like I just get so joyful when I see a child like that, or even an adult with a disability. And I just feel like those are so close to Jesus' heart.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, but and then also I think about children and how I feel like more and more in today's society, children are, their innocence is being kind of ransacked. Mm-hmm. And they're being forced to live in like R-rated environments. And it, with their limited, you know, life experience, and having to deal with adult issues,
mm-hmm.
as children. And I feel like as parents, we have a really big responsibility. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What stood out to me is Jesus' words of how he favors humble souls. In mm-hmm. Scripture, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And so really, the grace of humility is something that we all need if we're going to grow in the spiritual life. Because pride blocks God's grace. And God seems to allow certain people to be placed in humble situations where it's almost their circumstances are more favorable for growing in humility. And it's a mystery. It's a real mystery. Mm-hmm. The other people that stand out in my mind are the children. I think that as our family has grown, we have five now. Our oldest is eight. Our youngest, what, she 9 months now?
10 months.
10 months. That we as parents have a great responsibility in bringing them to Christ and guarding their innocence, because the innocence of children is really, really under attack in all sorts of different ways. And I wanted to share with you something that I came across from the Pontifical Council on the Family, a document written in 1995. It's called The Truth and Meaning of Human Sexuality. I think it really relates to our discussion today. So the document states,
the years of innocence, from about 5 years of age until puberty, the beginning of which can be set at the first signs of changes in the boy or girl's body, the visible effect of an increased production of sexual hormones. This period of tranquility and serenity must never be disturbed by unnecessary information about sex.
So the innocence of children needs to be protected from the unnecessary information about sex. This document was approved by St. John Paul II. So we have to think of like, how often do our children get unnecessary information about sex? Whether it's the TV shows that they watch, what online pornography, sexually charged YouTube videos or social media. I mean, I really feel like the diabolical is after the innocence of children. Because if you can get someone right away at a young age, it's easier to lead them for the rest of their life. Think about how often children are constantly being exposed, and sometimes intentionally being exposed to lifestyles like homosexuality that are totally contrary to God's purposes and plans for marriage. And they're constantly being exposed to this, intentionally being exposed. Drag queen story times in public schools, the sexual education programs in public schools, giving children information that they just don't need to know. They're given stuff that they're not thinking about. If you're wondering about a good resource, I've just came across this book. It's called Made This Way. I can't pronounce it, the first author.
I think it's Layla.
Layla Miller and with Trent Horn. Highly recommend if you got a young family and trying to figure out what do you tell children and what don't you in order to protect their innocence. I found it very useful. Simple, easy read. And if you're a grandparent, I would highly recommend getting this book. By the way, we get nothing for a promotion here, but it's a great resource that I would encourage you to get because that will help protect the innocence of children in your home.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do this also through prayer, bringing children. Another has to be mentioned. But the really a big attack on the innocence of children is being when they're ripped right from their mother's womb.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States, since 1970, from 1970 to 2015, I found the stat, says 45 million babies have been aborted. 45 million. For those of you who live in the United States, the population of Canada, in the whole of Canada, is 37 million. That would be the entire nation of our country. Yes, the innocence of children is being attacked. And we need to do something. Because if we don't, who will? Who will? Mm.
Yes, and one thing I often think is, you know, if I keep silent, that makes it all the harder for my children in the future.
Mm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, friends, let's pray for the meek and humble of heart and the innocence of children. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul, and divinity of our dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world,
for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, we offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world,
for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you my body and blood, the soul and divinity of my dear blood, the Son, all of Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of the sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of the sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of the sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world.